Word of Life Christian Center, members of this church, I would like everybody, I know you're in your homes. If you're driving, you can't do that, but if you're in your home, I'm going to ask everybody to stand because it's so important that we be really tuned in tonight, because I'm going to be covering some insight of the new year and some things you're going to need to know, some things you're going to need to know how to do in order to thrive, not survive, in 2021. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit, because there's an anointing that I believe that the Lord wants to apply on you tonight, that you have a special anointing for the new year. So just stand with me a moment until I can get myself in place to really yield to the Holy Spirit. I'll give you the new year standard that is powerful, that you'll be able to stand under. Father, we thank you tonight as we come tonight. I know it's a Tuesday night, but we come to celebrate, to minister about the new year to come. Many things going on now that man and all group of men have the answer. The government, political government, does not have the answer. Science doesn't have the answer. Psychology does not have the answer. Only you have the answer. You're the one told us about these days ahead of time in your word. And you told us to be prepared for times such as these. And we are thankful that you reveal your truth to us, that we can live in freedom when many things will be in bondage around us. So tonight, oh my goodness, tonight we see our way to be in triumph, to be in victory, to yield to your will and your plan and your purposes. We thank you for it right now. And as we minister your word, bring life to every home, every automobile, every church, every person that's under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. Let's turn our Bibles to a very powerful verse that will give us legs to stand on as I give you the subject for the new year. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, and everybody said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. All right. It reads, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I want you to pay close attention to that verse. That's a very powerful verse, and it's a verse that is needed for 21. It's a voice that has to come to fruition. We would have to deal with this year what the Lord told me to, and the Spirit of God is going to breathe on in your life, is lifting or living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going to carry you to 21. Living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. You might want to write this down. You might reread it in March or June, I never have to stand alone. I don't need to fight my own battles. Now, those words are impregnated with anointing. When they talk about, we talk about living under the lifted standard. There's a need for a lifted standard because there's no other institution or no other answer that is lifted high enough to handle what is going on. So there are some changes going to be made. Number one, with the standard that the Holy Spirit lifts, you're going to have to now move from time to timing. From calendar, from clocks, you use that for original business, but for your life, you're going to have to function in God's timing. In other words, sometimes it's going to look like things not working out right. Don't panic. He's trying to get you in another position. But if you go by time, you're going to panic. All right? God always come through. Anybody believe that? All right. God always come through. Then the Spirit of God said, tell them they're going to have to move from history to mystery. In other words, the history of the Bible will not work. Knowing what road Paul was on and how long he stayed on it is not going to work. You're going to have to let the Holy Spirit, who knows all the mysteries of the kingdom and all the mysteries of the spirit world, begin to reveal mysteries to you. So from history to mystery. History won't work. Now, this one sounds unspiritual and unscriptural, but yet it's powerful. Because I remember the Lord said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of men. You won't come to me that you might have life. So he told me to tell you, you're going to have to move from scriptures to voice. Move from his scriptures to his voice. And his voice is the Holy Spirit. What I said? His voice is the Holy Spirit. God's voice is the Holy Spirit. And then one more, the one I touch on to tell you that we're going to have to get into. You're going to have to move from zone, certain zone that's going to come in 21, but you're going to move from zone to rim. In the spirit of rim, there's going to be an answer where the zone is going to be flipping out. Now, the first point I want to give you on this is the introduction. There we have this scripture. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord. See that now. The spirit, and notice that spirit is capitalized. That's the Holy Spirit. The spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lift up a standard against him on your behalf if you know how to yield to him. There's a standard be put around your home, your family. There's a standard be put around your ministry in every aspect. Now, letting the person of the Holy Spirit always reveal God's will to you. Very important. Letting the person, notice I didn't say a thing, I said person. See, first of all, down the line, we're going to learn, you got to see the Holy Spirit as a person. Letting the person of the Holy Spirit always reveal God's will to you. Now look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Always, when you are functioning in God's will, you're functioning in his word, you're functioning in his way, you're functioning in his wisdom when you're functioning in God's will. All of them connect. God's will, God's word, God's wisdom, God's way, God's work, they all are in the same framework. There in Matthew 6:10, in the Lord's Prayer, and if ever the Lord's Prayer, this aspect of the Lord's Prayer going to need to be understood is right now. And the only person, the spirit of the kingdom is the Holy Spirit. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, not on earth, in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, there's a place in earth that is more powerful than being on earth. See, when I talked about that realm, that kingdom realm, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. That kingdom realm can be functioning through you, in you, on earth. Who see it? See? So now there are times you're going to have to, in the new year, as you are living under the listed standard of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to quote that verse, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven through me. Glory to God. That's powerful. Listen, by the Spirit of God, no damage can come down. No destruction can live in that atmosphere of Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. It can't live in there. The kingdom of darkness will have to move on aside because the kingdom of light through you will begin to manifest by the power of the great Holy Spirit. You got it? You're talking about letting the person of the Holy Spirit always reveal God's will to me. I said to you in my notes, but to me. Now you need to write that down because you're going to need it. There's time you can go pull it out in 21 and you'll defeat every enemy. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 must be understood there too. When we're talking about the will of God, Ephesians 5, 17. Now, we're not talking about your will. We're talking about his will. Now, what you want to happen is you want his will and your will to become one. It turning into what you call, you ready? A divine will. The divine will of God. In this situation, Lord, in this month, in this year, let your divine will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. You don't have no time when the enemy coming in like a flood. You don't have no time to be unwise. You understand that? Yep. Wherefore be ye not unwise. You see that? Wherefore be you not unwise. Now you're going to tell you how not to be unwise. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's how to be wise. Understand, letting the Holy Spirit give you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, giving you the wisdom of God. The will of God is the wisdom of God, is the understanding of God, and there's no for enemy or situation can deal with it. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's not clear enough for you, turn to Matthew 26, 41, and you'll find something to knock you out. I'm going to read 41, then I'm going to read verse 39, Matthew 6, 26, 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, but the Spirit indeed is willing. Realm. See, you can't will in your flesh, but the flesh is weak. You see that? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, did you know Sam Olden, look at the 39th verse. Now, if Jesus, and he went a little further, talking about Jesus, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Look what he said at the end of this verse. If Jesus needed to submit his will, I know that I need to submit mine. He said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. So scenarios and situations going to come up in 21. But always be ready to understand what the will of the Lord is, and always be willing in prayer time to submit your will to his will. My goodness. Let in the portion of the Holy Spirit always reveal God's will to you. You're living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. And then Isaiah 1:19. I just want to put that in there. Now, nothing can stop you. Isaiah 1:19. You can't be stopped. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing to follow the Spirit, willing to yield to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God in the earth realm right now. We're going to have to see him as a person. We're going to get down here in a few moments. It's going to be shocking of the thing that the Lord wants us to know. But you're going to have to, I wrote, living not in a zone, but living in a realm. Living not in an environment, but living in a created atmosphere. In other words, you and the Holy Spirit, good God Almighty, can create an atmosphere that is God funded. God take the bill. God said, give me the bill. Give me the such a way. Give it to me. And so I want you this year, Word of Life Christian Center, I want you to know you can create an atmosphere by connecting properly with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will show you exactly when to stay still, when to move, when to walk, when to run. And the day has come, he's going to tell you how to fly. Because that's a realm. That's a realm that has no limit. Somebody up here with me. I said, I've sent somebody up here with me. Yeah, it's a realm. It's a realm. I have to. Now, I got partners listening. I have ministers listening. I have people from all over the world listening. But Word of Life Christian Center, my responsibility, definitely to you as a pastor, is that you know how to live in that lifted standard. By yielding to the Holy Spirit. He's there. He's right there with you now. He's at your house. He'll be with you all the time. Just say, Holy Spirit, I yield to your standard. Don't worry about the flood. Watch what I'm about to say now. Don't worry about the flood. Just keep the fellowship strong. Who got that? See, you keep the fellowship. The fellowship is stronger than the flood. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit as a person, not just as a power. The Holy Spirit is a person. Oh, the Holy Spirit helping him now. Holy Spirit, he said, tell him, I'm a person. I'm an invisible person. See? But don't just see me as a power. Don't just see me as a manifestation. Yes. Don't just see me as the gift of the Spirit. Don't just see me as the fruit of the Spirit. See me as a person, because I'm there with you. And I can tell you exactly what to do. I always know what to do. I always know what to do. I always know what to do. Living not in a zone, but living in a realm. Look at Revelation 1:10. Now, it seemed like this boy cast on the Isle of Patmos. I haven't studied a whole lot, but he out there in nowhere. But when the Holy Spirit is with you, and he is, and he will be with you, but you need to recognize him. John in the Isle of Patmos said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see what he said? And because I was in the Spirit and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. In other words, when you're operating in this type of revelation in 2021, you're going to be going, we're going in 21 in the Spirit. And we're going to hear a lot of outside noise and a lot of people saying this going down and that's going down and another disease is coming and this is happening and the economy is bad. But we hear a high voice speaking to us, giving us direction, giving us insight, giving us light, giving us strength. Are you following me? We will not go down with the system. Our God is bigger than the system, bigger than Satan, bigger than a situation. We got to know this tonight. We got to know this. We got to know this. He's in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Now, when you go, look at Philippians 1:19. That you have to know that there's a divine supernatural supply always available to you. See, they talk about supply short. You know, the Bible says, my God shall supply all you need. But here, for I know this, shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
See, so in the new year, pray, but expect a supply.
Yes.
Don't just pray. When you're praying, don't pray as much for the manifestation as you do for the supply.
Yep.
It's the supply that caused the manifestation. A supply of the Spirit. When you operate in a supply of the Spirit, you operated in another dimension. You mean to tell me the Holy Spirit can supply me with miracles, signs, and wonders? Yes, he can. And that's what you have to know when you operate in the zone, not the zone, but in the realm. That's another point. And oh my God, the body of Christ, this almost not a conviction, this almost an indictment. And I'm guilty of it. And I know if you be honest, if you look at it realistic tonight, you're going to see that sometime you made this step too. But we want to change it tonight because in 21, you're not going to be able to make this mistake. Mm-hmm. All right? Let me talk to you a little more. In 21, the mistake and the correction that we're about to make right now, you're not going to be able to make that mistake in 21. Not trying to lead the Holy Spirit, but let the portion of the Holy Spirit lead you.
Yes.
We take scriptures.
Yes.
We take praying in tongue 2 hours.
Yes.
And we try to lead the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he may have told us what to do in the 5 minutes of praying in the Spirit. See. We sometimes as if we're getting enough emanation to handle it. But you don't have nothing without the gun, the Holy Spirit. You follow what I'm saying? You got a lot of bullets, but you don't have no way to shoot the power. So a lot of time, and ministers, we're guilty of this, ministers and prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers and holy members, we think we're leading the Holy Spirit. Because we think because we prayed a long time and because we studied a long time, we know what to do. No, out of all your study, you might have studied 3 hours. In 15 seconds, the Holy Spirit told you what to do.
Yes.
And you went too far. Now you got all this stuff in your mind and the Holy Spirit didn't give you the answer. You should have quit then and took the answer and went to work. And let me read this again because I'm going to give you a scripture. When we're living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit, no matter what flood, not a flood coming, not the flood coming, the flood is here. The flood of evil, the flood of transgender, the flood of homosexuality, the flood of woman marrying a woman, a man marrying a man, and then a politician sign the license and say, be good spouses. It's already here. It's already here. It's already here that you cannot depend on politics. You got to depend on the preaching of the gospel.
That's right. Yes.
They're good people, but they cannot handle Satan. And nobody can handle Satan but the Holy Spirit. in the name of Jesus. The blood. Yeah, it's the only thing that can handle Satan. Stop listening to all that news and all that mess they're talking. Get your mind off of that. Get your mind. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit. Spend some time in praise. Spend some time in loving God. Don't let all that mess get in your mind and mess you all up. And
glory to God.
Romans chapter 8. We're working from Isaiah 59, 19. The flood is here. The enemy is here. But the Spirit of the Lord has lifted up a standard against him. The Lord have not made, I want you to hear this, no provision for you to lose. The Lord have made no provision. We're going in the new year, living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, not power, not manifestation, not gifts of the Spirit, not fruit of the Spirit, not the ministry gift, but the Holy Spirit is a person. All those things come under him. But you got to get the person first. I wish we had 14 people listening to me.
Listen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Huh? If you've seen this, now you got to see it in the Spirit. If you've seen it, man, I see it. I see that I don't have to fight my own battle. See, be still and know I'm God. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And the only way you're going to be connected with the Lord is in the Spirit, with the personal provision and fellowship and person of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, not trying to lead the Holy Spirit, but letting the person, the Holy Spirit lead you. Okay. You know Romans 8:14, what it says. Catch yourself when you're ahead of the Holy Spirit. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see that? But I wouldn't stop reading now. The 15th verse, for you have not received the spirit of bondage, again the fear. No bondage, no fear. Say it. No bondage, no fear. I don't care what happened in 21. I will be in no bondage and no fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I'm in an unshakable kingdom, and I'm under an indestructible Father. The Spirit itself, that means the Spirit, verse 16, the Spirit himself. See, we need to translate that, because itself make him seem like an object. Himself, the Spirit himself, he's a person, bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When you got that witness, baby, you got it. And then the 17th verse says, nothing can hold me down. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listening continuously for the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to stay in tune. Listening continuously for the voice, and I won't say to the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is one of my favorite passages as a young Baptist boy in John 16, but it's so powerful. And it took me a long time to catch up to some of the things it mean. I knew it had more greater revelation than I'm seeing now, but I see some. Thank God I see some. You know, it's good to see some. Amen. Not seeing nothing. In John 16, I'm going to read it to you again so you know what you're looking for. In John 16, verse 13. Listen continually for the voice of the Holy Spirit. What I say? For the what? Voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak.
Speak, Holy
And sometimes you need to say that. When you don't know what to do, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. You feel yourself getting weak. You feel fear trying to come in. State it out. Speak. Holy Spirit, speak. Let me show you how you do it. 13th verse. Now, we're talking about a prophecy that had been fulfilled. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit, this prophecy was fulfilled. So we're talking about a present tense fact in verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, well, let me read it like this. I'm going to use the Spirit of truth is come. See it? The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. He is guiding us into all truth right now. For he should not speak of himself. So the Holy Spirit is ready to speak to me. Say it. And I'm ready to listen and obey. I can't lose. See, that's what I'm digging at tonight. By yourself. No preacher laying hand on you and no prayer group praying for you. You know that personally, the Holy Spirit is eavesdropping on heaven from the throne of God with a divine answer for every one of my situations. Woo! You see it? Yeah. So we're going to walk around in 21 with divine answers. Because we're living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. And basically what this voice said, the Holy Spirit is always in heaven, hearing, eavesdropping. Then he comes, speak it out, and reveal it to me. Watch I read this verse. How been when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, verse 13, he will guide. Oh, my Lord, guide. Oh, my Lord, guide. Word of life, guide. Don't guide. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Yeah. Woo, guide. 21, guide. I will be guided in 21 by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will guide you into all truth. They lie and they come up with all kind of answers, all kind of science answers, all kind of medical answers, all kind of laws. But the Holy Spirit, he guides you into all truth. And for he should not speak of himself, the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he should hear, that he should speak. The Holy Spirit is eavesdropping in heaven. Then not only he going to speak to me, and he will what? Show you things to come. Hallelujah. The Lord said he shall glorify me. Verse 14. For he shall receive of my, oh my God, and show it to you. What more can you ask for? Then he said in verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. So he's going to take everything that the Father has and show it to me. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. And notice how many times he used the word show. And shall show it unto you. There's show in verse 15. There's show in verse 14. There's show in verse 13. And you know what I heard? For those who are under the sound of my voice, the revelation that's coming forth from my mouth and from my heart, 2021 going to be a SHOW.
Yeah.
It's a good time when things are not going right, when evil seems like it's prevailing.
Yes.
And somebody yield to the Lord and let the Lord show himself strong on their behalf.
Yep.
And whatever going on can't touch them. The Lord is looking for that. That bring glory to the Lord. And I think it's time, oh my, it's time for the Lord's glory to come out.
Yes.
It's time for God to show himself stronger than anybody else. It's time for God to do like he did with David when he faced Goliath. There's some Goliaths going to be turned loose in 21. But God got him some Davids that he's preparing to face those Goliaths. And the Goliaths going to think they don't have enough to stop him. But they're going to stop him because the slingshot didn't kill Goliath. It was God himself. So every Goliath that rise in your life this year, they shall fall and you shall cut their head off. You're not going down. Help me yield to the Holy Spirit, who is the carrier of your will. We looked at Ephesians 5:17 already. Did we look at Ephesians 5:17? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Did we look at that one? Y'all ought to have in your note.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Did we look at Philippians 2:13? Turn to Philippians 2:13. Then I'm going to another point. For it is God was working in you. How you do that? Through the Holy Spirit. Both to will, not just be willing, and to do of his good pleasure. Now, God's good pleasure going to lessen the crowd. Yeah, you didn't hear me that. Yeah, God's will and God's good pleasure will lessen the crowd because they want to do it the way they think that they should do it, and it's not going to be the right way. Here's another point I want to give you. Lord, help me not to only understand the leading of the Holy Spirit, but help me to understand, go back to our text, the legacy of the Holy Spirit. What is his legacy? He never lost a battle, never failed, never willed together. He's the mind of God. And the text says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. I mean, Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, that's the part we're dealing with. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the flood here, but the Spirit also is here. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. He can't stand up with the Lord. You can't stand up with the Lord. I said, can't stand up with the Lord. So letting the person, not the power, let the person of the Holy Spirit run your life in 21.
Yes.
Ooh, I love this one. I had a good time with the Lord today. Learning the accuracy of the Holy Spirit. He's accurate. Then Romans 8:26. Learning the accuracy of the Holy Spirit. You will have a year of accuracy. Yeah, you're going to have to be accurate. You can't be guessing. You can't be guessing. You can't be talking to nine people. You're going to have to talk to the Holy Spirit yourself. Here we go. And I think all the word of life, y'all filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all know how to pray in tongues. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Oh, Lord, recognize that you have infirmities. I know I have some. You have any? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Not one. We're not infirm in one. We got a bunch of them. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself, that is again, maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Go to 27 verse. Watch this. We're dealing with learning or leaning on the accuracy of the Holy Spirit. And he that searches the hearts, knowing, ooh, Lord, what is the mind of the Spirit? You imagine you functioning in the mind of the Spirit? Huh? In the middle of a battle? In the middle of a situation where everybody said we don't know what we're going to do? And you have the mind of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints? Look what the mind of the Spirit takes you to. according to the will of God. Now we got the mind of the Spirit and the will of God walking in 2021. And then go to the next verse. Now you won't shout. Verse 28. Ooh. And because of that, because I have the mind of the Spirit and because I have the will of the God, there's something I know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now since I've been preaching about 40 minutes, let me give you a few more things to go with. I want you to be well-dressed for this new year. Hear what I say now. No more drifting. The shifting and lifting of the person of the Holy Spirit must be your yielding factor. I'm going to give it to you again. I'm going to give you a scripture with that. No more drifting. The drifter will not make it in 21. It's those who are shifting and being lifted by the person of the Holy Spirit. You must yield. When the Holy Spirit tells you shift, leave that group alone. Leave that person alone. You better listen to him. That's not the one. You better listen to him. There's a shifting and a lifting. There will be no place for drifting in 21. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jude 20. Sometimes we stop reading at that verse, but I want to show you something. Jude 20. All I want to do is prepare my people so they can go. I ask the Lord, what should I tell Word of Life Christian Center? What should I tell my partners? What should I tell LTMA? What should I say to those who are connected to the line tonight trying to make a decision? This is what he told me to tell you. Go to the book of Jude. Let's see why we're in the book of Jude. No more drifting, the shifting and lifting of the person of the Holy Spirit must be your yielding factor. Tell you how you do it. Turn his voice. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you don't have to hold on, you're riding. The Holy Ghost make a seat for you in the supernatural. What I said? The Holy Ghost make a seat for you in the supernatural. You ride through it. All right, watch. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Look what verse 21 says now. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God. Look what else it says. Look what else it says. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Ooh, that time passing, boy. And verse 22. And of some have compassion, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save, I mean, verse 22, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now listen now in verse 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. What a verse. You see it?
Yeah.
No, but the next verse is powerful. It's something going to happen to you. To the only wise God, watch what he called him, wise God. Look what he called him now, our Savior. Be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Everything that tried to happen to you after you heard this message, it's going to bring God's glory, majesty, dominion, and power, for God will get you out and get you in where you need to be. And I know what you're going to say, glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't hear y'all.
Glory to God.
Yeah, so glory to God. You are being instructed by the Holy Spirit how to live in his harmony through every situation, how to live in the harmony of the Holy Spirit when all hell has broken out around you. You're still in the harmony of the Holy Spirit. Here's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you for 21. I want you to get this. He says, listen carefully to my voice, and I will give you the right choice. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you right now. See now, I want you to remember that in 21. He says, listen carefully to my voice, and I will give you the right choice. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. But then he says in verse 10, give me 1 Corinthians 2:10. I'll quote 2:9. Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. You love him, right? Well, the thing that God has prepared for you cannot be changed by time. Because God timing changes time, changes situation. Listen to me. What the eye have not seen, what you can't see on television, what you can't see on the computer. The computer got, you know, we run to the computer for a lot of answers. We order things through the computer now since they're all things all. But here's what I want you to know. But as it's written, verse 9, I have not seen, we're back at verse 9, all right, that's good. I have not seen, nor you heard, neither have the computer told us anything, the thing which God had provided for them that love him. But look at the 10th verse now. Look at the 10th verse. You're going to have to live beyond science. You've got to live beyond computer. You've got to live beyond that iPhone. But God has revealed them, revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And look what he said about the Spirit. For the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, a person who took Jesus' place down here, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I want every member of this church to know how to operate in the deep things of God. In other words, if you can't go higher, go deeper. But change dimension. The Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? All right. Not by eyes, not by sight. All right. Now, just a few more things I want you to have to go in this new year. You must come to know personally the loving person of the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of love. Remember that the Holy Spirit is a person. Paul's ministry and Jesus' ministry was demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Leave all this technical stuff alone. When you got a battle going on, you need more than technology. Now I'm going to take it to God's, how God worked with things. Paul knew that, and he gave it to us right after preaching about the cross. The cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's what the scripture said. The cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's what the scripture said. Power of God and the wisdom of God. That's that thing. You're going to need the power of God, and you're going to need the wisdom of God in order to deal with it properly. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I'm just going to send you in the new year right. Send you living understanding of the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. You can't go wrong. I don't even have to worry about you. If you follow instruction, you're going to be all right. Here's a marvelous text I remember reading many years ago. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Because when you're dealing with being led by the Spirit of God, my God, you must come to know personally the loving person of the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of love. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. Jesus' ministry was demonstration of the Spirit and power. And as he is, so are we in this world. And I love these five verses that can put you in a position to operate like that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like somebody up here with me. Whew. Hallelujah, man. Oh, my goodness. What a year you're going to have.
Yes.
Huh? Oh, my God. Verse 1, Paul laid out, Leroy laying it out tonight. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Watch what he said. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in meekness and in fear and in much trembling. That's okay. That's okay. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but look what it was in. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that in 21, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And Paul, he goes on to say, I don't have time to go. He goes on to teach you that there's a mystery wisdom, there's a hidden wisdom, there's an ordained wisdom in the demonstration of the Spirit. Now learn, my friend, to let the personality of the Holy Spirit, to flow in your life with demonstration and power. I heard it was said that sometimes the Holy Spirit would zap people. I just lay hands on them, they fall. They fall, that power hit them. The zapping, I made a, what you call it, an acronym for it, where you get each letter, zap. Let the Holy Spirit just be, let some zap you sometime. And then the first, the eighth, the Z stands for zone, and A stands for altering, and the P stands for power. A zone altering power going to be in on your life this year. Oh, my goodness. Let's move further than knowing the manifestation of the gifts, the manifestation of the fruits of the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit, to knowing the person of the Holy Spirit. My God. Let me give you these things to hang on to go with the message. You must permit the Holy Spirit to confront all prevailing attitudes. You must also know, remember, that the Holy Spirit is pregnant with wisdom. Now, this is going to help you in 21 because you need to know this. How many times you can hear no from men and still hear yes from the voice of the Holy Spirit? So there will be a lot of no's in 21. But those no's should not affect you, because the Holy Spirit will give you a right answer. Yes, sir. Now, here's what dangerous. I'm almost to instinct must not try to take the place of inspiration. Science cannot take the place of the Spirit. Personally, many have misunderstood the power of the Holy Spirit by not knowing him as a person. The word of God is not to be changed, but to be revealed. Now, listen to this because it's going to help somebody here. Because something will help you. I don't pastor cry babies. There are times I don't want to be strong. I want to be weak. That the Holy Spirit can be strong in my life. That's powerful, man. Hallelujah. All right, come on. Only what you do in the Spirit will last. So here's three things and I'm closing. Personal, fellowship, and communion, and friendship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my friend. Personal fellowship and communion and friendship with the Holy Spirit. It is time for you to tell the Holy Spirit you love him as the person of the Godhead. Holy Spirit, I love you. And I know you're the person of the Godhead. And you're going to watch it. Watch it. Watch it, Zion. You know, this church used to be Mount Zion. Watch it, Zion. Watch it, body of Christ. The things that make us weak are the things that make us strong. As long as we know we are never, never, never alone. Now, if you walk in that this year, my pastoring would be easy. This one message, see the Holy Spirit as a person. You're going to hear a war, rumors of wars, and I read a book, reading a book now. Please don't help us no more. Stop looking for handouts. Your Father said he'll supply all your need if you obey him. Don't let no prediction come of the new year out of somebody's mouth who's not anointed. They are going by calibration. We're going by revelation. We are God's children. And I see you walking through this new year in power and in glory and with God's majesty all around you. 20 been a year. There have been challenges in 2020, but we came through them. And I think you fought well, but the information I give you now is another standard. The Holy Spirit have lifted up another standard. Let me say it again. I'll make sure you got it. Living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. Those points that I give you, just some of them, will tell you how to live under that standard. The Holy Spirit will never fail you. See him as a person. Yes, you can talk to him. Holy Spirit, I know you're with me. Holy Spirit, I know you know what to do. And he'll be right there with you. You're going to have a good year. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody, all the members of Word of Life, Christians from Carolyn and I and my family and from this church family. Happy New Year. We're going to spend time at home and let you spend time at home with your family. This is your message for the new year. All the partners out there, Sam to you, LTMA to Sam to you, Happy New Year, and live strong and live long. We've got a lot of good testimonies on people taking care of their health. I think another man in the Lord, how many did you lost? 116?
Yes.
We have another man text us today. Today he texted. He lost 116 pounds. Matter of fact, he's a man of God. And he sent the pictures to us to see that how many pounds he had lost by correcting his eating habits and his walk with God. So Don't play with this thing. Prayer, faith. Jesus is the healer. But we have to cooperate with laws that we know. And the Lord has been teaching us different laws. I know the power of prayer. I know about miracles. I know about signs. I know about wonders. They're the greatest. But yet, we have to learn how to cooperate with God. And I believe you have it. And you're going to have a great year. God bless you.